And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. He told me all that I ever did.
Yeah.
Because of a testimony, many Samaritans believed.
Yes. Dear Lord.
But that ain't all of it. It gets better than that.
Yes, it does.
Woo! Yeah. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. He abode there 2 days. They said, Lord, we fell in love with you. We love your words. I know the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans, but would you stick around a couple days?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Bible said that Jesus stayed 2 more days.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you.
So when the Samaritans, and he abode 2 more days, 41, and many more believed. Because of his own word. They first believed because of a testimony of a woman who got saved.
Right.
But now they believe because of his word. Woo! I came to him because of a testimony of one that went to him. I heard a woman say, amen, that he saved her and he washed her whiter and a noonday sun. Yeah, God. Amen. Whiter than a snow. Hallelujah. And I took her word for it, so I came to him. Hey God. But now I believe because I heard his word. Hey, I don't have to take somebody else's word for it. I heard the word of the Lord and it got down in my heart and now I believe. Hey, I come to tell you, church, you don't got to change people. You don't got to try to clean them up before you get them in. I tell you what you got to do. You got to get them to Jesus. Hey. And if they get hungry for the Lord and they really fall in love with him, they'd be willing to do anything. Amen. I heard his word. I've been in his presence and I want him more than anything in this world.
Amen.
No boasting or bragging on me whatsoever.
Jesus.
Brother Randy West told my kids last night, was getting ready to leave. He didn't ask them how old they were, so just being nice. And he said, hey, girls, he said, your daddy had a heart. He said, I've known him since he'd been your age. He said, your daddy had a heart for God when he was your age. He always loved God. I'm glad he told him that.
Yes.
Amen. But I could sit and tell folks all day long how you need to and what you need to do, but until you really get a hold of it for you,
yes, Lord.
I struggled with some things years ago when I was first pastoring on how to get people to understand things. You know, sometimes it's hard to get people to understand. And I was praying about some things, and the Lord dealt with my heart, and he said, when I shine the light on them, they'll never forget it.
Amen.
That's right.
They'll never, when I give them the light.
Amen.
Amen. And I shine the light on something.
Oh,
it'll never be the same for them again. And that's what happened to me in my life, brother. I saw the light and it changed me. He pulled me out of the world, Brother Tony, and I ain't never had no desire for it since. Brother Charlie, I come out of that old world. Amen. George said tonight, I wouldn't even know how to act, amen. And people said, we're going to go out to this big party. I had them invite me when I was in college. I remember 2 or 3 of them old boys said, hey, buddy, they didn't really know me other than, you know, they, in a long class, an hour and a half class, they'd give me about 10, right in the middle of it. They'd say, hey, go take a break. Go get a drink of water. We go get a little something to drink. We go outside, just take a deep, fresh breath of air, just around people, you know. I wasn't friends with them. They said, we're going to have a big old keg party. I don't even know much what a keg party. We're going to have a big old keg party. We're going to have a good time. We're going to build a big bonfire. Man, they thought they had something on me. Why don't you come out and be with us? I just looked at them. I said, boys, I'm sorry. Whatever the keg party is, I don't even know what a keg party is. Never been to one. And I hate to tell you, I ain't coming this time. Amen. I ain't coming. Hey, I don't know what this world has. Thank God, Brother Daddy, I've never been to a worldly party. Never been to the things of this old world, nor do I miss it, amen. Hey, I ain't planning on backsliding, but if I did backslide, I'd make a horrible sinner, amen. Hey, God, I wouldn't know how to have fun in this world. The only thing I know how to do, Brother Daniel, is worship the Lord and live for God and go to church. Hey, and be honest, that's all I know how to do. Church, this world, it ain't worth nothing. It ain't hold no charms for me. Great God, kiss it goodbye and see the world through the eyes.
glory.
That's the camp here. Oh, God. Church, God, you got your Bible. Give me Haggai. Haggai 2:19. 2:19. But Tommy, give me Psalms 126, starting at verse 5. I'll need 5 and 6. 126, starting at verse 5. Hallelujah. He acknowledged. Great God, he saw there was a problem. Amen. Great God, that the harvest was plenteous. There's plenty to be harvested. But the crowds were pitiful. He saw, he had compassion on the crowds, but he recognized there was a problem. There wasn't enough people to reach all that were pitied. All the people that were going astray. All the people that were sheep with no shepherd. There wasn't enough people to reach them. He saw there was a great problem. You know that same problem still exists today.
Amen. Oh yeah.
We go to bed totally okay. The people around us die and go to hell every day.
Dear Lord.
Oh, bless you.
We ain't got enough laborers. Lord, give us more laborers.
Jesus.
Reaping the soul harvest is hard work, and few are willing to go out and work. Amen. Roll up their sleeves. Involves some hard work. Jesus called his men to follow him, promising that he'd make them fishers of men. Of course, to fish requires a couple things. Whew. Amen. I was telling some of them boys down at Kurtz last night. Brother George went to that Lake St. Clair. And some of them work with guys that go up there, and they say there's all kinds of fish in that lake. Amen. To catch a fish, you know what? You know the first thing you got to do to catch a fish?
Yeah.
Brother George can tell you a lot better than me. I ain't even hardly fished in 2 or 3 years. Amen. But the first thing you got to do to catch a fish, you got to go somewhere where the fish is. But Daniel, I can bait my hook up. I can get me a $30 lure and cast it out here in the street, and I ain't going to catch a fish.
Yeah.
Ain't no fish in the street. I gotta go out somewhere where the fish are.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Did you know that?
Amen.
You ain't gonna catch no fish in your house.
That's right.
Woo!
Come on.
We might catch a few fish. I'm talking fishermen and men. We might catch a few fish in the church if they come in. But you don't catch a lot of fish right here. You know where you catch the fish at? Out there where they are.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Now, Jonathan, he does pretty good right around here, Beach Fork. But you never caught 100 a day. Brother George was catching 100 a day up there. Now that's real lament. Amen. Woo! I don't know if I've ever caught 100 in my life. Amen. Great God. I'd like to catch 100 a day, wouldn't you? Praise God. Amen. The fish requires us to go to where they are. Amen. Those, amen, of you who farm know that the harvest doesn't just gather itself. Have you ever went out there on the bean vine and seen some beans? Great God. And say, Abracadabra, get yourself in a jar and get canned. Amen. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm probably one of the only person that does that. Amen. Hey God, a few times a year I say abracadabra and they come from Sister Dottie's van to mine. Amen. Hey God, that's the way I like them. Hallelujah. And she does a good job. We like her beans and not just because she gives them to her. Amen. But me and Michelle like those beans as well as any. Amen. But the harvest just doesn't come off the vines and into your kitchen by themselves.
Right. Right. That's right. Holy God.
Blessing.
It's work. Get out there and pick your beans. It's work. Get out there and pick that corn.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you can tell folks, hey, I got some garden stuff in there. Go down there and get you some. A lot of times people won't even go pick it.
Right.
Too late.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Vernon told us that 1 year. Now, Daniels, Brother Vernon had that, what was it, bodacious, wasn't it? One of them kind of corns. I can't remember. And he said, we got a lot of corn left. He had picked all he wanted. Troy and Linda had picked all they wanted. And everybody. And he said, nobody wants some more corn. Can't get it. What'd you pick? Me and Kathy went down. I think Charlie's working and Michelle's probably busy with the kids. We went down there on, amen, the back of my truck, coming out of half of that truckload full of corn. Amen. Don't tell Jason you got stuff on the vine, amen. Woo! We'll come, amen, clean house. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm coming to you here today. Amen. If you want to get a harvest, you got Samaritan. Just leave them alone. They ain't worth missing. Jesus said he went to Samaria just to reach this. He went to the well. He went to reach that dirty woman that nobody cares. Hey, I come to tell you, church, they're worth reaching. Get a burden, amen, and start working.
You Lord.
I wonder, Sister Claire, when we get to heaven one day, what kind of rewards we're going to get. Amen. For not doing the will of the Lord.
Bye-bye.
For not working like we should work.
Amen. It's true.
Jesus. I tell you, Brother Tommy, if you want a payday, you got to work for it.
That's the truth.
You show up at Water Company, Brother Earl, you got to work.
Yep.
I've showed up at the hospital many times and did a lot of stuff I didn't want to do. But that was the job.
That was it.
And that was part of the job characteristic. People think, and I don't know what, I knew what I thought nurses did, but boy, was it the furthest from the truth. Good God. I did a lot of things, Brother George, I didn't want to do.
That's right.
But if I was going to show up and take a paycheck, then I had to do my job.
Right.
Let me tell you something, if we're going to get paid one day, the Lord's going to pay us one day.
Amen.
Come on.
If I'm going to take a pay, I'm going to have to do what he's called me to do down here.
Praise God.
How about it, church?
Oh, Jesus.
I got to get a burden, reach the lost. I got to get a burden, amen, and see people like Jesus.
Thank
these people. Hallelujah. I got to get these scriptures and let you go here. Amen. I tell you, I want to be able to see people like Jesus.
Amen.
Season, don't you? Amen. If I got to work, praise God, I got to get this harvest in. Amen. Great God, to harvest your garden, you have to go out there. Amen. And bring it in, thank God. We can sit in the church, but we won't see a harvest until we get hungry for the souls of men. Amen.
Amen. Yes, God. Yes, God.
All right, sister, daughter, you got Haggai 2:19.
Is the seed yet in the barn?
Wait there. Did you hear that? Is the seed yet in the barn? Well, Daniel, what seed in the barn going to do you any good? You can have seed in the barn, and it ain't going to grow not one acorn.
Right.
Yep. If it's in the barn.
Yep.
Is the seed yet in the barn?
Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree.
Is the vine and the fig tree?
And the pomegranate.
And the pomegranate?
And the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you.
Amen. You know what Jesus is saying? He said, if you want to harvest, you got to put the seed in the ground.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I got to hurry here. But you know what, Brother Tommy? There's a miraculous event happens when you put a seed in the ground. Jesus said that he reckoned like it rather that wheat's going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That wheat goes in the ground. You put a little grain of corn, a kernel of corn, amen, a little hole of a bean. Brother Daniel, you put in the ground, and if you dig that up just before germination, what would you find? Basically mush. It basically dies and mush, and it basically turns back to the earth. But somewhere in there's a little germination.
Yeah.
Amen. At just the right time, it begins to spring forth. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. Amen. It's a miracle that only God can do. Amen.
Right.
I tell you, I can't make a seed grow. Amen. All I can do is put it in the ground. Amen. Jesus said, amen, pray ye therefore that God would send forth laborers. Amen. What laborers to do what? Laborers to sow the seed. Amen. And after you've sown the seed, another scripture said, amen, you sow it, great God, amen, then we depend on God for the increase. I come to tell you, that's all I'm accountable for is sowing the seed. That's all I'm accountable for is getting out there, having a burden for the multitudes, and then pray, and God does something miraculous.
Yes, he does.
Woo.
Praise you, Lord.
It takes a miracle for a sinner to be saved. Did you know that?
Yes, it does.
The same miracle that happens when a grain or when a seed dies and germinates and becomes blossoms into a plant, a great miracle happens.
Thank you, Lord.
And the same miracle happens when we get a burden for a soul. And they come to the Lord and they get saved and the germination starts in that heart. A great miracle happens and then their nature turns and they... It only happens through the miracle of God.
You're right.
Amen.
You can twist that wayward son's arm and try to make them love God and serve God, and it'll never happen.
Right.
I can beat my kids and try to make them love God. It'll never happen. until that germination, that miracle process happens in their heart.
Yes.
And God, woo, amen, amen, causes that regeneration to start right down there in their heart. Amen. Then the miracles of God will start to work. Is the seed yet in the barn? Is the seed in the barn? Is that where it is? Hallelujah. Sow that seed. Hallelujah. Surely we care about them. Amen. Surely we care about a lost society. Amen. May we come to the place where we're willing to go into the harvest and reap. Amen. For Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. Psalms 126, starting at verse number 5.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Woo! They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. Get to pray and pray, pray, pray like he said to do. Pray. Amen. Sow in tears, reap in joy.
Yeah. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
He that weepeth, amen, goeth forth weeping. Hallelujah. Amen. What did he say? You sow that seed. One of these days you're going to come back bearing that precious seed.
Thank you,
bearing
Lord.
That sheaves.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven, there's power in the harvest. He told his men what to do. Pray. Hallelujah. Because seeing the harvest brought into the barn is the work of God. Amen. He must water the seed, amen, of the word that is planted. And then we must depend on God for the sunshine, amen, upon that heart. Notice that Jesus told them to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers. Who is that? That's you, amen. That's you. That's you. Step into this house, I'm done.
Holy, holy.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus told them to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers. Listen, as we develop a burden for the lost and begin to pray for the lost like we should, the Lord will develop a compassion in their heart. I believe it.
Yes.
The more you pray for them, the more you ask God for God to give you a burden for sinners, the more God will work in our hearts and give us a compassion and a burden that we need to reach the lost.
Amen. Oh, God.
Brother George, I've knocked on doors several times up and down this street. I remember I got a couple blocks up one time, and old rough fella come out there, big old bearded guy. Best I remember, I got a little tear in his eye. And I said to him, the Lord loves him. Brother Tommy, we did it. Brother Tommy's helping me. Brother J.R. come out there with us one time, and that old feller way down there in them rough apartments way down there on 9th West come out there, and we started about the Lord. Amen. I told him, I usually use that scripture where it's once appointed unto man to die, and then after death, the judge are going to stand before God one day. Are you ready to meet God? That old feller looked at me, and this is bad. This is back before I didn't even know what marijuana smelled like. I know what it smells like now. Now, I mean, that marijuana fumes just are rolling out of there. And I said, what in the world is that, J.R.? He laughed. He said, it's marijuana. And that guy said, yeah, man. He was an hour right then. Yeah, man. He said, I know Jesus. He said, I go to grace. I said, you need some grace. You need grace.
Yep.
Amen. Oh, God.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh God,
this fellow down here told me, said, I said, buddy, the Lord can save you. I don't know. He said, he told me, he was sort of telling me, said, I've been a bad man. I'm a bad person. Jesus don't want me. And I said, yeah, the Lord can save you. And I got a little tear in his eye. There was a woman out there on the porch. He said, buddy, I live with two women. He said, two women. I live with two women in this house. And I thought to myself, this guy, he's crazy. He just saying that. Directly, here come another one out. Sure enough, he lived with two women. People get themselves in all kinds of shape, Brother Tommy.
Yes, they do.
I tell you what, Jesus, come to reach the multitudes.
Jesus.
Brother Joey Hyde's dead and gone now, but it blessed my heart so many times to talk about old Brother Joey. He died with that cirrhosis of the liver, never drank with that. Most people said, well, he never drank. He preached for all them years. They said he drank like a fish up to he's about 21. When he got saved, and he backslid. He got saved and he backslid. Everybody looked at Joey Hyde as that kid that prayed in every youth camp. Every youth camp, Joey Hyde's praying. One day, Brother Early got a hold of
him. I did.
And he got saved and he preached hundreds, probably, of camps after that. Hallelujah. Help me to have compassion in my heart like Jesus does. I know we ain't got a lot of folks here tonight, Brother Charlie. We're short in number. But I believe you can make a difference. I call your names, but you know, you can make a difference. If you get hungry, if you got one person. Jesus met that Samaritan woman out there and told her all she had done, and she had prayed and got saved and gave her heart to God. And she went and told how many more? And the Bible said those Samaritans came out by the multitudes and said, we came because of her word. Amen. Would you abide with us? He abode two more days. And they said, we came because of her word, but now I've heard his word. Get him to Jesus. And depend on him for the miracle. Bow your heads with me, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. For this Thursday night service, I probably preached too long here. God, I'm going to ask you one more time. Will you help us to have compassion like you? Will you help us, Lord, to love like you? Oh, God. Help us to see the multitudes like you do. That might be my child one day. Oh, God. Help not be my family member one day. Help me, Lord, to love them like you do. Help me, God, to be willing to go that extra mile like you were. Help me to go out to meet that woman at the well. Help me, Lord, to go out to meet that Samaritan. Help me, Lord, to have compassion and love like you. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's find us a place here. Oh, God's wanting to use us. God's wanting us to have a heart of compassion.
I look and see.
Oh, God, help us, help us.
The rain is falling.
people like you love them.
If Zion